From Hollywood.
From Hollywood. Welcome to the Rat's Ass Podcast with Mojo Elliott.
All right, before I get rolling here, I do have a quick programming note for you.
Immature, you know?
New listeners, you have been warned. From the Mojo Studio and Ballroom on Sunset and Vine, another action-packed adventure is teed up and ready to go.
Let's do it.
Here's what's on tap on the Rap. Times, they're a-changing, but not this time. Is it finally in the cards to exit stage right from California? We'll see. I have my simple three shallow rules for men I'll share with you. Doc, Marty, Lorraine, and George take flight again. And we have a Gen Z problem we must discuss. Another round of head traumas on the way. Get ready for the movie mashup. Plus our usual lunacy and loose behavior, including I saw it on the X. That's what's happening on the Rat's Ass Podcast for Monday, November 3rd. And welcome to No News November. There will be no political talk this month, but there will be extra lunacy and loose behavior so we can clear our minds and prepare for the upcoming silly season. You need to be in sound mind and body for a couple of months to get through all of this. So we figured we'd just cut out the political talk, have a little fun, a couple of laughs here and there. Yeah, No News November on the Rat's Ass Podcast. So how was your Halloween weekend? Did you get dressed up? Did you get a lot of candy? Did you give out a lot of candy? Was it good? Was it a spooktacular Halloween for you? I went to my friend's annual Halloween party. It was very casual, mostly adults dressed up like monsters, talking about the P word. How do I admit this without sounding grandiose? My costume won first place. Yeah, sure did. And if you remember last week's podcast, I told you what I was dressing up as. And I guess the best way I can explain it here for first-time listeners is the initials are LM. He's a New Yorker, walks around with this big shit-eating grin on his face. I think you get it now, but I did tell you about it last week. Anyway, I won first prize. I am now the proud owner of rechargeable glow-in-the-dark underwear. In fact, I'm wearing them right now. I'm in the dark. But when I look down, it's like, oh my God, it's Godzilla! All right, let's get into the rap. Is the time change kicking your ass today? Boy, it's kicking mine. I'm going to struggle through this podcast. I'm just going to warn you up front. It's going to be nuts. I'll be lucky if I get through 20 minutes without yawning. Now, I thought we made it clear last year. We were done with this. I thought we had everybody convinced it's time to get rid of the time change. But nothing happened. Now, the funny thing is, nobody is talking about it now. It's like it's a non-topic. So did we just give up and figure, God, we've bitched about it so much and it's never happened. We just give up? Is that what we do? Or maybe we're still sleeping. I don't know. But I can't tell you how many guests at the Halloween party I went to that were talking about leaving the great state of California. I don't understand it. Some were begging me to leave, but I think it was the party and not the state. But I will tell you this. I've looked into Florida, Texas, Utah, Nevada, even returning to Arizona. And yeah, it might be a little bit cheaper, but my conclusion is simply this. The dough I pay to live in California, I think, gives me a lot of options because I can go to the beach, the mountains, and the desert all in one day. The entertainment options are endless. Concerts, museums, theme parks, sporting events, college and pro. And then we got the weather. Oh, it's phenomenal. This week, early November, I am looking at temps in the mid to upper 70s for the next 10 days. I mean, you can't beat that. Now, here are seven crazy little facts about California that you probably didn't know, but how could you leave this? Check these out.
Number one, California has more serial killers than any other state with over 2,000 documented cases, including the Zodiac Killer who was never caught. Number two, California's economy is so big that if it were its own country, it would rank as the fifth largest economy in the world. Number three, the state has both the highest point and the lowest point in the continental United States within just 85 miles of each other. Number four, California grows over 99% of America's almonds and feeds the entire country with its agriculture. Number five, the Hollywood sign originally said Hollywoodland and was just a temporary real estate advertisement. Number six, fortune cookies were actually invented in California, not China, by a Japanese immigrant in San Francisco. Number seven, California produces 90% of America's wine and has over 4,000 wineries statewide.
Seriously, what's not to like? How could you leave that? I mean, the Hollywood sign alone, if you've ever hiked up, I got to tell you, I think I've posted these on Facebook. But if you like it from behind, you'd love it. Seriously. You can go check out our Facebook page. I'll make sure today that they're up there. because most people never get to see the Hollywood sign from behind. So there is a price to be paid for all of this, and I'm willing to pay it because I think I would be bored otherwise, because all those things I listed, I think we take it for granted. Nobody else has this, what we have here in Southern California. They just don't. And the other thing, people from here just leave you the hell alone. I've lived near neighbors on my street for over 25 years. I couldn't tell you their name or what they do for a living, and none of us really give a rat's ass about it. So, and I kind of like that. I like the privacy, you know? Okay, gentlemen, we do need to talk here. I've made some observations that'll help you out, and recently I created my three simple shallow rules for men. Number one, when your waist size on your pants is bigger than your length size, it's time to stop dancing. Especially when your hair started to recede, turning gray, or you're bald. Just not a good look. And after 50, I don't care what's going on upstairs. Stop dancing, period. There's nothing more dorky looking than an old guy trying to get his groove on. I know you think the ladies, oh, the ladies are digging me. Yeah, I'm Johnny Travolta, 1977, Saturday Night Fever all over again. Nah, they're just laughing at you. Now, when you hit 40, rule number two, stop wearing clothes with logos, especially team jerseys with another man's name on the back. God, that's so silly. What are you, 12? Come on. Now, I concede to the hat, okay? You love your team, want to wear the hat, fine. But you're still better off going with one that's just plain with no logo on it. There's a lot of nice hats out there. And I know a lot of you love the Nike swoosh, but now you got to ditch it. You got to ditch it over 40. Also, when you hit 50, unless you're going to the gym, enough with the sneakers. Pick up a couple of pairs of casual shoes that you can wear with anything. Now, unless you're going to the beach, please, throw away the damn sandals. Okay, who do you think you are, Jesus? But those are the rules, the shallow rules for men. And I think you'll find that you're kind of accepting who you are. Because unless you're just naturally gifted with just being goofy like me, it's just not a good look. It's not a good look on me. I'm just delusional. All right. But just stop the insanity, fellas. Okay. Embrace your age. But never lose your sense of humor. Don't ever lose your sense of humor. All right. Back to the Future is back on the big screen celebrating its 40th anniversary. It finished fifth at the box office over the weekend. So a lot of people are going out to see this. I'm going to go see it this week. Without a doubt, the best movie of the 80s was Back to the Future. And believe me, in the 80s, they probably had the best movies of all time. Doesn't matter what genre. The 80s were fantastic for movies. So I got to check it out on the big screen. It might be the last time they do it. I mean, it's the 40th anniversary. So if you're a Back to the Future fan, check it out, see if it's at your theater, and go. You know what biopic really stunk, I guess? The Springsteen biopic. It crashed and burned, didn't it? It ranked fourth opening weekend, and then it just disappeared. There's already talk they're ready to send it to the streaming services. It's called Deliver Me From Nowhere, and it's about Bruce recording the album Nebraska. Now, that's what did it for me, because you know what? For my money, Nebraska was as boring as watching snow melt in Nebraska. I thought, you know, if you're going to do a movie about the boss, at least do The River, for crying out loud. Not Nebraska, for crying out loud. But Jeremy White, who plays Bruce in the movie, is a pretty good actor. He was in Shameless and The Bear. Now you know who he is, probably. I'm going to give it a shot when it comes out, available to stream. Might be available. Maybe they'll try to get $19.99 out of it for a couple of weeks. Or it could be like John Wick Ballerina, where Stars picked it up and you could watch it for nothing. Didn't they do the same thing for the Pink Panther movie? Or no, it wasn't a Pink Panther movie. It was the movie with Liam Neeson. I forget what the name of it was. But that came out quick, too. That nosedived at the box office, and it was free as soon as it came out on the streams. But anyway, we do have an issue here that we got to get to. And it's about Gen Z. We worry so much about Gen Z. Oh, my God. I read a story over the weekend. Couldn't believe it. So bottom line is here, I want to discuss it, but it's some advice, and I hope they'll listen. I will tell you that nobody in this life becomes successful by being a pain in the ass. Okay, a report out over the weekend says Gen Z has a problem with their boss calling them beyond work hours. Now, I will tell you, as a boss who had to call people after hours for some reason, I didn't make a habit of it. It was only if it was necessary, emergency situation maybe, something that had to get done right away. But if you gave me that speech, I don't want you calling me after hours. be prepared to be fired. I guarantee if they don't fire you, you'll never get promoted. So stop that. If this is a common practice with Gen Z and younger millennials or anyone else, my God, no wonder you're living with your parents. Do you know who moves up in the world? People who have a can-do attitude. That means taking more calls from your boss than you probably want to. Also, it's people who connect themselves with the right people, seeking out successful people who have already made it to what you want to be successful at. Trust me when I say people love to talk about their success. Oh, you give them a chance to talk about themselves, oh, they'll do it. They'll do it all day long. You'll want to run. But you got to seek it out. And you won't move up if you're aloof or you're just being a pain in the ass. Unless your goal is to just kind of live with your parents forever. It was that way for me coming up the ranks, I'll tell you that. And my guess is it's probably a little bit harder today with all the stuff you guys have to deal with. Okay, the DEI that's dead but still out there, all of that stuff. Make it easy on yourself. Answer when your boss calls and be extremely helpful. All right? Hopefully you will take that advice and run like hell with it. Hey, it's the joke line. Rat's Ass Podcast, go, give me something good.
Darling, who do you think is stronger, a man or a woman?
A woman, of course. It takes six men to carry a man to his grave, but only one woman to put him there.
The Dirty Rats fantasy football team won big, and guess who's going to brag about it now?
You got that right.
Here is Mojo Elliott with Rat Sports.
As you know, I got off to an 0-4 start in fantasy football, but with 6 weeks to go, I'm now 4-5 and only one game out of the money round. I don't want to jinx myself, but we're doing okay. Brock Bowers, 43 points yesterday, guys, in fantasy football. He came back from energy and just kicked ass. In the NFL, Buffalo took down Kansas City. Now I think it's safe to say the run of the Kansas City Chiefs is out. It's over. The AFC belongs and runs through the Buffalo Bills. It just does. I thought they won yesterday so easily. I thought it could have been, as easily 42-21. Did you see the game between Chicago and Cincinnati? 40-year-old Joe Flacco threw for 470 yards, but the Bengals defense blew another late-game lead to lose. 89 points scored in this game. Actually felt bad for the Bengals. That normally doesn't happen. Pittsburgh cooled down Indianapolis. That offense that was number one in the NFL just got smacked by the Steelers' D. Baltimore looked good, and they went over Miami. So now I'm thinking that Lamar Jackson is back. You watch the Ravens. They're going to make a run. Okay, I'm not going to be betting against them anymore, I'll tell you that much. All right, to the Raiders fans, all over Geno Smith's ass. He put up 29 points on Jacksonville. And yeah, Jacksonville's defense isn't that bad. But they blew a two-point conversion to lose the game. Heartbreaker. But now that Geno has Bowers to throw to and it opens up some other things for other players, you're going to see the offense play pretty well. He's going to live up to his capabilities. He showed that yesterday. Okay, if you're looking for somebody to blame, let's talk about that crappy defense. Okay, that's what you need to blame. It's not Geno on this one. Okay, I am 9-4 picking winners and losers this week. Minnesota beating the Lions took out my 14 parlay, though. How could you do that to me, Detroit? How could you? Oh, on Monday Night Football tonight, it's Arizona at Dallas, and I've got the Cowboys on this one. And congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who I'm not a fan of. I'm a Reds fan. You know that if you listen to the podcast. But hey, they were the first team in the 21st century to win it back-to-back. Can you believe that? 25 years, only one team, the Dodgers. But hey, they paid for it, right? They got like the second highest payroll in baseball, I think. So they bought a second World Series. I think we can agree on that. But I thought Toronto could have easily won Game 7. Baseball's a game of inches, for crying out loud. But I'm not sure the better team won the World Series. But thanks to Toronto for showing up and making this one of the best World Series I've seen in ages. All right, check in the chat box at ratsasspodcast.com. Ramon Santiago, Carson, California says, are the Lakers better or better off without LeBron James? This is the big topic of conversation here in L.A., that they're off to a 5-2 start without him. They won last night with DeAndre Ayton on the bench with back spasms. They still beat Miami. You got a guy with 23 years experience. His successes and his failures come in that one package. And I think when you've got a team like the Lakers, that's going to come in handy. I don't think there's a downside for LeBron in any of this. You know, he isn't going to have to go out at 41 years old in December and do this by himself. He's not going to have to drag the team with him. He can now blend in with all of that experience. And they can stagger his minutes. So maybe the first half, he plays 10 minutes. Second half, he plays a little bit more. And you want him around when it's closing time. So, yeah, you know, I have a hard time believing the Lakers are going to be better off without LeBron James. Just not seeing it. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, late in his career, still had a role on the team. All right, Trey O'Reilly, Orange Park, Florida, says, I have an NFL trivia question for you. What kicker owns the record for hitting the longest field goal of all time? How many yards? And what team did he do it against? Well, Trey, I know that's a little dig at the Raiders. It's okay. Cam Little booted a 68-yarder yesterday that could have easily gone 70, 75 yards. It was actually a beautiful thing to watch. It really was. I hate that it was against the Raiders, but, you know, my God, this guy's got a leg. That's all I can tell you. His theme song should be Get a Leg Up by John Mellencamp, for crying out loud. And that is Sports Today for you on the Wrap.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head Trauma.
All right, who's ready to play the movie mashup, our most popular head trauma game? This is where I play three clips from three different movies, and you have to identify the movies they're from. All right, here we go.
Press check on Vagiclean, aisle 5.
I've got you for the rest of your natural born life.
Not me. I'm in my prime.
You want to do it again? Let's listen close.
Press check on Vagiclean, aisle 5.
I've got you for the rest of your natural born life.
Not me. I'm in my prime.
All right, take a while, think about it, and we'll get back to it with the answer coming up here on the podcast.
It's time for some loose behavior on the Rat's Ass Podcast.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's see what's shaking on the Rat's Ass Podcast X feed. We call it I Saw It on the X. Box Office Bonnie posted this. Name a movie you walked out on from the 80s till now. That's a lot of movies. That's a lot of walking out, probably. Charity Cox said, The Three Amigos. It was the stupidest movie ever made. I couldn't watch another Steve Martin or Chevy Chase movie for a long time, and I still won't watch a Martin short flick. I'm not sure Martin's in a lot of flicks these days, but God, three guys coughing didn't turn you on? My God, that's entertainment, you know? That's entertainment. Brett Howe, Leaving Las Vegas. Nicolas Cage played a horrible drunk, and Elizabeth Shue was unbelievable playing the role as a hooker. Well, you know that Cage won an Oscar for that, and I believe Elizabeth Shue was nominated for one. So I'm not going to, you know, I thought it was a really good movie. I thought they both did great on that role. Maybe you just expected too much, Brett. Curtis Long said The Green Hornet, because I should have known better than to go see a Seth Rogen movie. You got that right. You know, Rogen was hideous as The Green Hornet, but he's hideous in everything. But, you know, if there was ever a role tailor-made for Ben Affleck, it's Brett Reed in The Green Hornet. Brett Reed, think about it. Ben Affleck, you get the look with the mask, the hat, the whole deal. That's Britt Reed right there, Ben Affleck.
Hey, heads up. Here comes your celebrity cheese.
All right, the big celeb story today is about how disappointed Buffalo Bills fans were that Taylor Swift was a no-show at their game with Kansas City. They didn't get their Tay-Tay sighting. That's really not surprising. I mean, Swift hasn't attended any Chiefs road games this season. Or maybe she just didn't want to shuffle off to Buffalo. Can you blame her? All right, this does fit a common pattern, though. You know, girl gets ring, girl stops going to road games. Soon, girl won't go to home games either. Is Sydney Sweeney, two-time and current boyfriend Scooter Braun. Sweeney was seen leaving a party in an Uber Saturday night, but Uber just drove her down the street and dropped her off around the corner to see another guy. It was her ex, Jonathan DeVino. And she jumped in his car, and off they went very quickly wherever they were going. But paparazzi caught up with them at Sweeney's L.A. dojo. And as she was leaving the car, she was screaming at DeVino, going, I don't believe you. Please leave me alone. Which in Hollywood is code for call me when you get home. It appears Sean Combs is adjusting to prison life just fine. Combs was seen hanging out in the yard with his fellow inmates, shooting the breeze, telling stories about his bitches. Reports say he's still walking upright and normal. So I guess they haven't got to him yet, if you know what I'm saying. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? It's official. Jennifer Aniston and Jim Curtis are a thang. She posted about it on Instagram on Sunday. You know, the odd thing is, I think we just live in a backwards world today. Jennifer is 56 and can get a man. But here we have 43-year-old Britney Spears, and she can't. It's very odd to me. And by the way, Britney has dumped her Instagram account again after being accused of driving erratically in her Beamer last month. So what'd she do? I'm going to get rid of my Instagram account. But hey, what BMW driver doesn't drive erratically? Oh boy, poor Brit. Anyway, she's been single now for 255 days.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Rat's Ass Podcast. Email from our Gmail.
All right, this is where anything goes based on your questions, comments, and observations. And we do have a dating dilemma. This one comes from Jake A. from Ames, Iowa. He said, I went out with a girl this last Friday night, and we went to her place afterwards. Good boy. You never take a girl home to your place. He said, when I used a restroom, though, I peeked in her medicine cabinet, and she had 4 bottles of Gas X. Should I be concerned? Jake, either she got a 4-for-1 deal on Amazon or she's working at the lake making sure sailboats don't have an issue getting back to the dock, buddy, okay? Connie W., Alberta, Canada, said, you Americans are so despicable, riding like a bunch of wild heathens after winning the World Series. What do you have to say for your fellow Angelinos? Well, I don't control my fellow Angelinos, Connie, but, you know, if Toronto won the game, you don't think there would have been a celebration in Toronto? You know, what's crazy, everybody calls it a celebration. Oh, it's a riot. It's not a riot until a car gets turned over and something gets lit. I didn't see that happening in L.A. on Friday. Maybe it did. I just didn't notice it. But it goes on everywhere. It's not just L.A. Every city parties when their team wins a championship. But what made this one different, though, is fans rioted until 2 a.m. Then they changed the clocks back and they got an extra hour to riot. Jim K., Salem, Massachusetts. I just want to say great job on the Rat's Ass Rock TV. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. He said, I love the deep cuts, the live concerts, and the radio mixes you put together are stellar. I can hear why you're a skilled radio programmer. Again, Jim, check your Venmo account. Cash is coming your way, buddy. Seriously, though, thank you. We're up to 280 deep cuts. We added a new interview with Wolfgang Van Halen about his new album, The End, which is dynamite. I thought the first two were great, and this one's really, really out of the park. Last Thursday night, the Foo Fighters did a concert after the football game on Amazon Prime. If you missed it, it's also on Rat's Ass Rock TV right now. You can check that out. That was a damn good show. Short, only about an hour and 15 minutes, but it was good, man. It was good Foo Fighter music. All right, Nikki D., Amarillo, Texas. On X, you said, if you were given the choice of listening to Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, Katy Perry, Celine Dion, Madonna, or Taylor Swift on a road trip, the only thing you would listen to is road noise. I searched Apple and Spotify, and road noise wasn't available. Couldn't find them listed. Are they a new band? Well, I think Nikki is kind of pulling my leg because she likes it when it plays. Nikki, Nikki. Sticky little Nikki. But no, there is no band called Road Noise. I meant it. The actual Road Noise. All right, here is today's Kiss Me, Kill Me email telling me what you like and dislike about the Rat's Ass podcast. Jade M. from Tempe, Arizona said what she likes. I enjoy your political rants when you get on a roll. Well, thank you. It just won't happen the rest of this month, though, Jade. What she hates is you don't talk about enough weird stuff, like aliens, for example. Well, if I ever get abducted, I'll be sure to talk about it, Jade. But yeah, I'll look for some. This month, we'll get a lot of weird stuff in there. I think you'll like it. I think you'll like the weirdness that we come up with. I just got to go digging for it. I'm a little having my ass kicked right now by this time change. We were supposed to get an extra hour, and I feel like I lost an hour, for crying out loud. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or observations, send them to my producer, Fleabag, at ratsasspodcast@gmail.com. ratsasspodcast@gmail.com.
Rat's Ass Podcast. Head trauma.
All right, today, as you know, we are playing the movie Mashup. I played 3 clips from 3 different movies. Your job is to identify all 3. Let's listen to them one more time together.
Press check on VeggieClean, aisle 5.
I've got you for the rest of your natural born life.
Not me. I'm in my prime.
All right, did you figure it out? If you said Me, Myself, and Irene, The Breakfast Club, and Tombstone.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations, you got it right. But if you missed it, go see your doctor about a head trauma and get well soon. I got a roll. Someone said the LAPD are allowing citizens to do free inmate cavity searches today at the county jail. And guess what? It is Finders Keepers Day.
Holy shit!
But I do have one more thing for you. And I never knew this one. I just found this out. After all these years, I had no idea that the Cookie Monster's first name is Sid.
I've always thought you look like a Sid.
Really? Yeah, really. Hmm. Well, I've always thought your name should be Cherry.
Do you want to play pay me $50 to make you holler or $20 you can kiss them?
I think I want to play It's Time to Ignore Alexa. There we go. Welcome to Rat Nation, with 577 members now, heading towards 1,000. Stephen Glass, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Brian Hollister of Green Island, Nebraska. Melinda Meeks of Fairbanks, Alaska. And John McCullough, Carlsbad, California. Man, I'm seeing cross-eyed right now. And to all the people around the world who listen in Berlin, Germany, Gateway, Ireland, and Cordoba, Spain.
Now's your chance to be one of the few and the loud. Join Rat Nation at ratsasspodcast.com. Membership does have its rewards, you know.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Rat's Ass Podcast. Go check out ratsasspodcast.com. That's our hub to get the entire Rat's Ass Podcast experience. You can listen to podcasts, rock out to Rat's Ass Rock TV, read the blog. It's loaded with hot topicality. Plus, you can still join Rat Nation without having to qualify. And connect with us on the socials, too. We'll do this again on Thursday, November 6th. Please take care of each other. And thanks for stopping by the Rat's Ass Podcast.
The conversation continues between podcasts on X and ratsasspodcast.com. ratsasspodcast.com.